Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And I've been getting too excited at the start of the show for too many weeks now. This one's no exception. This is from the new album, Cooking Up a Party, all the way from Dirty Water Records, King Salami and the Cumberland Three, with a new track of the new album, Just My Kind.
You're just my guy.
You got one gray eye and the other one's blue. And you're expert character and a voodoo too. You tell me, baby, baby, how you never part now. Are you crushed my bones and will you crush my back? So sweet, so fine.
You're just my guy.
Cumberlands, bring it down.
Yeah.
You guys been doing good.
Thanks, man.
You been doing the fine.
Yeah.
The Hoops.
Yeah.
The Funky Wall.
Oh,
but now we're going to be doing something new.
Oh.
I'm beginning to do four. And when I say four, you'll freeze.
All right. Yeah.
Are you ready, my Cumberlands?
Yeah.
Are you ready, my Cumberlands?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. One, two, three, four, freeze. You're just my guy. So sweet, so fine. Oh, oh, oh. You're just my guy.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Salami and the Cumberland Three. I've already told you the label, Dirty Water Records. I've already told you the name of the album, Cooking Up a Party. I've told you the name of the track, Just My Kind. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
It is, and the three is the number three. As you know, it's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. Buy that album. It's absolutely brilliant. Right.
Cool.
I've talked about them so much before. Words don't describe the band. They're just fantastic. And hello to Eric Baconstrip, the drummer, a good friend of mine, a brilliant drummer. They're a great band to watch live. Catch them anytime you can and buy their stuff. Right. It's Poetry Corner time, Tony. I've not been able to say that in a while.
Excellent.
If you have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. And we haven't heard from Joni H. Jizz in a while. But we have now, Tony.
Hey.
Here he comes in classic style. Hey, P&T. Happy birthday on the same day as Punky. May the post bring you parcels well chunky. Now back to your DJs as you rummage in your PJs to whip out and start spanking your monkey. Joni H. Jim, the lumpy jumper humper of Kuala Lumpur.
Nice.
Thank you very much. If you've got a poem for us, send it to, as I say, I absolutely love them. Time for track two, Mr. Tony Hearn.
Okay.
Not mucking about here. Now, I got a message through from Tomo, and we're praying it's the Tomo we think it is, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bloke who used to be in our band, The Chavs. He was a bass player. He's not an actual bass player. He'd rather play guitar, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he was a good bass player.
He's a fantastic bass player. Lovely bloke, absolutely brilliant. I hope it is him that sent me the message. If not, it's a random Tomo. But it was familiar enough for me to think it is him. Anyway, he's in a new band called Mouse. And he sent me through this track saying, would you mind playing this on the show? And I listened to it. I went, I'd love to. What do I know is what is Mouse's Bandcamp page?
Mouseband.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 2, poorly being the internet nil, bomb in your fridge. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a great track. Really, really like it. If you're wondering why I'm rushing through the show a bit, it's because England are about to play Brazil. And I want to watch as much as possible.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry the show's up a day late. It's because it was my birthday yesterday and things were going on. I'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. Right now, do you have any Facebook messages for us?
I do.
Lovely.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you want to leave us a comment, please do so. If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. One of the quickest and easiest ways to get in touch, especially if you're on Facebook. Got a few comments. Firstly up from Karina K. Ashton, who says, thanks guys, cool show. Thank you very much. That was in response to last week's show.
Yes, so, and thank you very much to you as well. She's a part of the Wiley Bo Walker beat combo.
Okay, cool.
Lovely woman and great band.
Next up from Woody B3, who says Punky Radio.
Woody B3!
Punky Radio is super terrific, happy fun time number one. Thank you very much.
Exactly that. I'm having happy fun time at the moment as we are bang in the middle of 12 days of Paulmas.
And finally from Adam Stumpy Weaver, who says, stumbled upon Punky about 3 days ago. Haven't stopped listening to it. Got all the podcasts from beginning of November up to now. Hope I get a mention on the next one. Yes, you do. And I think you can get much more podcasts than that. It goes back years.
Oh, Adam, so don't you worry. It isn't. It's not a listening experience. It's an affliction.
Yeah.
You might get stuck with Punky Radio going back quite a long way. There's a lot of good music to talk through. Skip through the chat. That's my advice.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. Thanks for
that's
comments.
It. Thank you very much. Keep the Facebook comments coming. It's very easy to find. facebook.com/punkyradio. That's it, isn't it?
It is.
Leave a comment on there and we'll read it out because we do, don't we? I'm glad we're getting a few more people on Facebook finally.
Yeah, it's getting
taken a while, hasn't it? It's taken a while, but yeah, please do leave your comments on there. Brilliant. Next track, here we go. Sent Evil, Lee Harvey. We'll
sub.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called St. Evil. I'm really sorry. I don't know a lot about a couple of the bands this week, St. Evil being one of them. We got a track sent through. I listened to it and I really liked it and said, would it be all right if we maybe got a hold of one or two more so I can choose which one? They went, yeah, here we go. I've four or five, picked that one. Really, really like it. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/St. Evil.
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/ST, as in Saint, dot Evil, E-V-E-L, band. Paulie being in set one, Tony two. I'm sorry I haven't got more information about them. I will try and track some more down, but you will be able to find out about them there. I didn't even have time to look at the Facebook page today. Paul must have been so busy. Now then, did you do anything last week?
Quick airport run, pick up the Stephanie from the airport, from the lovely Stansted. And that's basically about it, really. Just looking
Hold
after
on,
myself.
Didn't you go see The Hobbit?
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah,
God, that's, that's a long film.
Right, Tony, let's have Tony's review of The Hobbit.
Ooh, it's long. There you go. It's alright. It takes a long time to get going. There was, in the first hour, they don't leave the house. There's two songs before they leave the Shire. And it's just long, but it was good. It's when it got going, it actually, it was very impressive and a lot. Whereas The Lord of the Rings was very slow and boring, but it looked quite good. This one, a lot more CGI, a little bit more bit too polished in places, and it was okay.
You weren't over keen, were you?
There was a lot of fucking walking in that film.
There was a lot of walking, was it?
Lord of the Rings is obviously just walking film anyway, but this, again, same again, just more walking across just hills and mountains.
Just a load of walking.
Yeah.
Load of walking from J.R.R. Tolkien. That's it. That's it. That's how you can sum it up in one go with a haiku. I wonder if it is. I wonder if I've unwittingly just written a haiku. Anyway, yeah, nice one. I'll tell you what, I was going to talk about it all now, but I'd rather keep most of it a mystery, to be honest. There was something that I was going to tell you that I did last week, and I've already forgotten it. But I did have a really, really good time on Saturday night when I did Downstairs at King's Head, and a few mates showed up and a few comics showed up, and we had a drink afterwards, and I ended up sleeping in above a pub in Camden. And then on Sunday had a very gentle pub crawl doing halves around some of Camden's most famous hotspots.
Oh, nice.
Including Amy Winehouse's former favourite pub, the Hawley Arms, etc., etc. And it was, yeah, I've just had a really, really good... I did loads, mate. Friday night I had a brilliant gig in Bracknell and was with my mate Simon. And we didn't really start drinking till midnight when we got home, and we finished at 8 o'clock the next morning.
Nice.
He's quite involved. Just two blokes sitting there talking rubbish to each other, drinking red wine. I had a great time. But yeah, that's about it. Didn't see a band, but went to a lot of space where bands are.
Right. Okay.
So I kind of left a little bit of me there. So a little bit of me, a little bit of my aura, my DNA, could watch bands. And how rubbish is that? Anyway, that is it. Now, listen, Tony, the next... there was more I was going to tell you, but I'll maybe think about it during the show. Next track up.
Mm-hmm.
Is by a band that, depending on how you say their name, can sound very, very different. On the one hand, they're called We Were Beautiful. Now, that could mean one or two things straight away. That could mean We Were Beautiful just then. That was absolutely brilliant. What we just did then was beautiful. Or it could be We Were Beautiful, but now we're ugly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depending on how you say it, it can be different ways. I'm going to go with We Were Beautiful, because that would suggest we were beautiful. And again, not a lot more information about them. Got a Facebook page though, Tony. What is it?
facebook.com/wewerebeautiful.
Yes, indeed. Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 1. Stay tuned for another track from a band we introduced you to last week called The Dead X's. Meantime, this is Jealousy.
Miracle, that this didn't get physical, right between the shoulder blades. you sow is what you reap. So I live and die by the sword. And it gets harder each day.
As red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Crime.
to listen to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead X's from their latest album, Revolution, or words to that effect, and a track called White Collar Crime. What is the Dead X's website?
TheDeadXs.com.
It is indeed. TheDeadXs.com. Tony Four, probably the internet one. Well done.
Cool.
I really like that band, and we'll play one more track off it in the coming weeks, I think. Do check them out. They were introduced to us by Real Gone, weren't they, the other week, and I just absolutely love them. Terrific band. I'm just watching the very start of the England v Brazil game. And you know, England, we changed our kit.
What are we now?
Well, we've taken the blue out of the kit.
Okay.
This is not so recent, but I've only just thought of it. We've taken the blue out of the kit, so we're just white and red now. Now, I've got two things to say about this. First of all, taking the blue out of the England kit, does this reflect that we're possibly going to lose Scotland from the United Kingdom? So we've taken the blue, the Union Jack bit, out of England, so we're just white and red, which does make more sense.
Nice.
On the other hand, this could reflect the fact that white and red is exactly the same. It's making us look a bit more Polish, and Polish is now officially the second language of the UK. So maybe it's reflecting the fact that we're losing a Scot, but we're gaining a Pole. What do you think?
Maybe. Is it maybe the second language?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 3% of the country have Polish as a first language now in England, and that is it. It's official. So I might be clutching at straws. It might just have been a marketing exercise. But I like to think it's because we've lost the Scot, but we've gained a Pole. You know, I don't have to have a theory on everything, but I do. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Well, let's hear them then.
So it's time for.
I'm sorry, we've got to do the song. You kick off the song this week, and I'll. Oh no, we're doing the speed metal version this week.
Are we?
Well, we're doing it fast.
Okay.
Right, ready? So it'll be. I'll do the beat. Right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Tony's
international gig guy. Is that all right? I don't know.
Yes.
Another week if you could get the 12 Bar Club. Something's on Sunday. It's to be confirmed. So have a random night. If you're feeling lucky, go down on a Sunday night and probably something good will be on. But in the meantime, I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, tomorrow in fact, English Sporting Defeat, Anarcha, Standard Lamps, Plans and Tired Angels. Thursday night at the 12th Bar. How much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is. Friday night, Bun Dem Out, Forest in Blood, Crimes, Name Your Heroes, and The Late Show from the Witch Doctors, Seruction Records night, followed by the Johnny Clash Club.
Right, so it'll be very heavy, and then it'll be very, very Johnny Cash.
Probably.
I would think, yeah.
How much?
Sounds like a good night.
It does. How much thing on a Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, Coffin Nails, The Zipheads, Sin Kings, El Camino, and Jacobones, and more.
Classic
psychobilly
there from the Coffin Nails and the Zipheads, my friend. Coffin Nails are brilliant.
It's a Bad Luck Saloon night.
It will be a great night out this Saturday.
How much do you think Saturday you've been?
£6?
£7.
£7, yeah. I did think it might be a bit more because the Coffin Nails are a little bit further up the ladder of their own genre, shall we say, than other bands they have on there. So fair enough, I don't mind getting that wrong. Coffin Nails and Zipheads, I've seen both of them, they're brilliant. Coffin Nails particularly, great live band. And the 12 Bar, just is such a tiny club, it'll be really great to be up close. I'll tell you what, there won't be a lot of room in there, because Humongous, their lead singer, stroke guitar player, he's a big fella.
Nice.
He's going to take out the front row.
Cool. Get down.
Get down.
Right.
That's so it. That concludes, in speed metal form, 1, 2, 3, 4, Tony, international big guy. Children. So I was very pleased to hear that one of the bands we've kind of been most faithful to, and they've been most faithful to us down the years, and they're not typical punky radio, is a band from Denmark called Baby Woodrose.
Oh yeah.
Who were looked after by Bad Afro Records, and Lars from Bad Afro very kindly, when we first asked them about Sweatmaster, if you remember, that's how it all started, this band called Sweatmaster. They were from Finland, but they were, Bad Afro were a Danish label. They sort of got in touch with us about that, and then when I interviewed Ravonettes for our old show years ago, we had a chat about Baby Woodrose then, and they're kind of, they're They're legends in Denmark, and they're a kind of psychedelic band, really. But every once in a while, they come up with something fast, and when they do, I want to play it. This is no exception. They've got a new single out, and I hadn't even heard it. I just got the description from Lars that the A side was a classic Baby Woodrow's track, and the B side was a much faster garage number. And I went, "Can you send me the B side, please?" And he did. He sent the MP3, and we're playing it right now. So thanks very much to Lars. Thanks very much to Bad Afro Records. Thanks to Baby Woodrow's, because they've been going since 2001, and they've brought out a lot of material, which is worth wading through. You won't like everything they've done, but you'll like a lot of it. That's what I'd say. I think that's fair. Anyway, I really like them. What is their Bandcamp page?
Babywoodrow's.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Five for the Internet Wall, and this is Bubblegum. You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
My mouth's all better, thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
All fine, I can speak again. That was Baby Woodrow's. Do check them out, find out more about them. It's a really interesting band as much as anything else. And the things they've got up to and the influences they've had on other bands in Scandinavia are quite startling, really. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. So we're back on the pan in the kitchen now, so we're trying to get things started again now Steph's back. So kitchen planning and sorting things out, trying to get the house like a house. So
nothing of interest.
Nothing of interest. No, not really.
I've got my monthly gigs in the UK this week. I'm saying the UK now, so I've got monthly gigs in Scandinavia, more of that next week probably. But maybe the week after. Thursday, tomorrow, as we make this show, but probably the first time you hear this, or it might even already happened, is my gig at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, and the same as the next two nights, it's the same three acts, who are Damien Kingsley and Dan Walsh, who were runners up in my new act competition last year, so are rewarded with half sets each. A half set is still a decent set, they're not just doing 5 minutes. And the headline act is Sean Mio, who is something of a stand-up comedy legend, and I've got them on at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton on Thursday, Woodside Hall in Hitchin on Friday, and Lechfield Arts Centre on Saturday. Then on Sunday, my gig in Baldock is not where I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because the pub I was in, it hasn't shut down, it's come under new management, so while I was asleep, the guy who's been helping me out with the gig and the old management and everyone, they had a word, they had a meeting before I woke up, and they moved it to a pub called the Orange Tree, which I saw for the first time today. What a brilliant venue. Can't wait to do it there this Sunday.
Yeah, cool.
So if you were planning on coming to the Engine in Baldock on Sunday, don't. Go to the Orange Tree in Baldock, which is only 2 minutes down the same road. So it's all worked out very, very well. And good luck to Dan and Kelly, who were at the Engine but have now left with whatever they have planned for the future. that's it. You can find more about all of it on lastminutecomedy.com, my wonderful website run by my wonderful friend Tony Hearn.
Hi.
Who immediately updated that venue as soon as he had news, and thank you very much for that, mate. That's a great help.
No worries.
So yeah, I've managed to get through that very quickly. It's also the closing weekend of Paulmas, and Paulmas has been exquisite so far. It basically means I'm going to be getting drunk for all night's running.
Excellent.
Excellent for you. Bad news for my innards, I suspect.
Lovely.
A band that aren't bad for you innards, a Hancocks.
Okay.
That is really clutching at straws. There's this band, they're called the Guanabats, and they're brilliant, and the lead singer Pip Hancocks is brilliant, and he's got this offshoot band from the Guanabats where he's playing stuff that he didn't really think fitted into Guanabats, sort of pure psychobilly stuff. It was a little bit different, so it's more punk and roll, it's a little bit more experimental, and it's a very, very good album. We've played a couple of tracks of it so far. I'm going to play a third one this week. I think the album is just called Hancocks. Oh no, it's not, it's called Vegas Night, sorry. And thanks very much to Simon Knott and Simon Says for alerting me to this band and then ending up getting me the album so I could play stuff off it. What is Hancock's website?
Hancocksband.com.
No, it's not, it's Hancocks, Hancocks-music.com or Hancocks-music.com, and Hancocks is spelled H-A-N-C-O-X. See what you think of this. Poorly being the internet too, Tony, 5/7th daughter. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hancock's and Seventh Daughter. What's this Eskimo walk thing?
That is Pagey and my ex-bassist, Stee. They're doing some kind of acoustic... What we class as acoustic nonsense. It's acoustic covers with a keyboard player, I think.
Right, okay. I just wonder whether you were involved in it.
Nah.
No, all right, in that case then, fuck it.
It's very much my thing.
Oh, Tony.
What? Well done. What have we done?
I've gone through the whole show without swearing.
Oh, really?
Not even on purpose. And I just went and did that naughty... used one swear word as well this week, I noticed.
It had to be acoustic stuff, didn't it, really?
It had to be. I knew it would have to be something that really, really winds me up. My apologies, listeners. I was going to try and... Not without saying anything about it, but I was going to try and do a clean one this week, and I failed. Sorry about that. That's the only swear word I'm going to do, though. I think I'm allowed one.
Okay.
I don't know why I decided to do it clean this week. I just thought I would, and then it's you, and it's my fault. I mentioned them. But you didn't have to say, look, you could have just said, oh, I don't know much about them, Paul, gloss over it. Don't swear. But anyway, England nearly went one up then.
Ooh.
Unlucky Wayne Rooney. That was good goalkeeping. Fingertip, Gordon Banks style. Right, so, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twats. I still need more. I think I have... this is the first one I've had in a good while, so please do email them to me. You must know a twat. Everyone knows a twat. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want a twat's name and where they're from. This person's emailed quite a bit of twatting in the past couple of years, so I thank you for that. It's from Aubrey.
Hello, Aubrey.
I'm pretty
he's
sure...
He has got his full complement of twatage, the poor man, hasn't he?
Yeah, this is Uncle Randy Aubrey, isn't
Uncle
it?
Uncle Randy's Aubrey, yeah.
Yeah. So, here we go. He says, hey there, tall and pony.
Oh, hang on a minute, Tony.
That's the phone.
Yeah. Excuse me, can you phone me back in about 10 minutes? Thank you. I've got no idea who that was.
Fair enough.
I don't want to find out. I'm making a podcast. I'm not having phone calls.
No. Anyway, so...
Blimey, did I sound really, really harsh then?
Nah, you're actually quite polite.
Do you think?
Blimey. Yeah.
I don't think they thought so.
Fair enough. So he says, hey there, tall and pony. I mean, Paul and Tony. Aubrey here. I've got another twat for you. I'm a recycle truck driver for a living. And now I don't have a cool robot truck that does all the work for me. I have to get out at every house and dump the cans by hand. That being said, I see all sorts of strange, unusual things that people toss out. Sex toys, used female products, and beer bottles filled with spit are no big deal anymore. I've seen it all. Here comes a twat. But when someone tosses out a very obviously starved and abused 6-month-old puppy, I draw the line. The pup didn't make it, and that guy got arrested. Fuck that guy. Don't throw puppies in the trash. Is that too much to ask? So the twat is the jerk who tosses out puppies. Where? Anacortes, Washington. Anacortes or Anacortes? Of the show, Aubrey Hanson.
Well, Aubrey, absolutely fair enough. Yes, I agree entirely.
I did think...
Thank you very much for sending a twat to me.
I did... When I received the email, I gave it a cursory glance, and what stood out is twat, the jerk who tosses out puppies. That was misread the first time I read the email. Rather worryingly. So I had to look back at it.
Yeah, you really, really don't want to replace that with the word off, do you?
No. But it would have been valid as well. But, you know, this is worse. So, are you ready?
Yep.
So, from the jerk who tosses out puppies, from Anacortes, Washington, is a twat.
Yeah, what a nasty piece of work.
Yeah.
Well done, Aubrey. Thank you very much. If you have a twat, do email it to tony@punkyradio.com.
That's it.
Now then, I'm kind of being a bit of a hypocrite here.
Okay.
The last track this week is from Wonk Unit, and Wonk Unit have just recorded what they describe as an acoustic album, but it's not really acoustic. It is kind of, but there's more to it than that. Mm. And it's called Muffy, and it is described as being the most Wonk Unit album to date. Whether you think it is or not, I don't know. I think it's the most Mighty Cougar album to date.
Mm.
I don't know whether it's the most Wonk Unit, but anyway, it's very, very good. And it features quite a lot of his old poems put to music in sort of acoustic form, but there's electric stuff going on. You'll see what I mean when I play this. This is track two of it. We played track one twice. We played Spooky House twice. This is track two off the album, a track called Love of My Life. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand?
It is indeed. It's a thrashing this week. Tony six, boy of the internet two. I'm right, aren't I?
Yep.
Yeah, well done, mate. A good win this week. Love of my life.
Lost count long ago. Of all the boys she rode upon. Try as I might, a love of my life. A love of my life, this I can't forget. The love of my life. Lost count long ago. The love of my life.
That was Wonk Unit and Love of My Life. What a great track by a great band, and it's a great album. There you go. Hey, just before we go this week, Tone, did you watch any Super Bowl?
No, no.
I watched all of it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it took a day. And I'm no big fan of American football, or as I call it, rugby for girls. Mm-hmm. But something that I did do a tweet about it that got retweeted several times when I put the NFL, which is American football, I put NFL is what would happen to rugby if health and safety got hold of it and then handed it to Elton John. and then watched it, and actually it was a really, really good Super Bowl. And it was brilliant because the Baltimore Ravens were absolutely thrashing the San Francisco 49ers, and then all the floodlights went off and nothing happened for half an hour, and then it looked like a San Francisco fix. But then San Francisco came back right into it, and in the end the Ravens were lucky to win it, but I'm still glad they did. I'm a Baltimore fan. I've done gigs there and got friends there. I know people in San Francisco as well, but anyway, that's that. Thanks for listening this week. Next week, I will once again possibly try not to swear, and will once again almost certainly fail. Mm. Make sure you check out all the bands we've listened to this week and buy their stuff. That's why we make this show. It's not for us, it's for the bands. And also, we go out on a couple of internet radio stations where you can hear the bands. Well, they are, Tony.
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. I'm on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
Well done to all of them. Well done to you. Thanks very much for listening. By the time you hear this, there'll already be a result. England v Brazil. At the moment, it's 0-0. I'm happy with that. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.